Welcome to South Jersey's Main Street Real Estate Agent Podcast. In this show, five-star real estate agent Nancy Kowalik explores the world of real estate and all things South Jersey. Here's your host, Nancy Kowalik.
Hello, I'm Nancy Kowalik, your South Jersey Main Street Real Estate Agent. And today we are on site at a place called Time Feinman's Shop with George Murphy, who is the genius behind this spot on Main Street. And it is literally behind things. We're kind of in a courtyard tucked away, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to highlight on top of the fact that this is super cool. I mean, this is Mullica Hill, lots of antiques, lots of cool places coming, but there's a place for guys here and a place for me to shop for my guys in my life. Right. And I always find something for me too, I have to say. But George, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So when you come here, it's a different vibe. Like it's you kind of step out of time a little bit. Yeah, back in this courtyard.
Out of time.
Yes.
Yeah. So we wanted to try to create, you know, an atmosphere like you highlighted where men are welcome. They feel, you know, comfortable spending some time again. But also, like you said, have the courtyard area to where even if you're not necessarily shopping, if your wife is shopping, your family's out doing an event in town, you have a place to kind of unload, hang out, smoke a cigar. We have a TV out there, watch TV. But again, a place where anybody can feel welcome, men, you know, women, children, anyone.
And not just sitting in a timeout chair. So because men will go shopping and sit in a chair while someone's trying things
Correct.
On. But here, you're sitting and really enjoying the experience.
Yes, it's meant to be like you're at home
kind
of feeling.
I agree. That's why we're going to put up a fireplace here. There's some beverages here. There's some magnificent glasses in here. So I know I was shopping for my tequila bars in here looking
absolutely.
Around for some different things. There's always some fun things. But your vision is, I mean, so there's watches and there's men's and women's watches.
Yes, men and women's watches and men's accessories, everything from bracelets to rings to watches, cologne, unisex cologne at that. So something for a man, for men or women. And I'm going to say truthfully, I've probably had 50-50. On both of those, where I've sold it to just as much women as I have men.
Yeah.
Cool soaps, you know, funny socks, cigars, cigar paraphernalia. Yeah.
The leatherware in here is spectacular.
I'm super proud of that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It is extremely heavy. It's almost what I refer to as like saddle leather.
Yes.
It's not your generic, like any run-of-the-mill kind of leather. It is extremely heavy, very durable, has that cool distressed feel.
Yes.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, love that vintage vibe. So everything in here, you've got very cool hats and shirts and just, it's eclectic. I mean, I'd say if you had to say the vibe itself, it's definitely a Sinatra era.
Yeah. As
cool.
We listen to some Sinatra
as we're listening
now.
To some Sinatra. But you've got, think about, who's the guy? Indiana Jones? Like, I think about him when I come in here because some of the pieces in here are neat.
The fedoras,
some of the pieces. There's the lion. We'll walk around a little bit. There's a lion in here. I've had my eye on. I just can't figure out where to put it. But it's a cool vibe, and it's not a place that you're going to pop in and out of. Every time I come in here, I see something a little bit different.
Try to. We always try to have something a little bit new because we are in a smaller space, so it's easy to fill. But Mullica Hill and our patrons already have been very good to us. They help me moving things out of here and putting them into new homes. You know, they adopt the things in here. But we're consistently trying to bring, you know, new stuff as the seasons change. So when people come in here, I don't want them to walk in and see the same stuff that they saw, you know, the last time they were here.
Sure.
So even if it's small changes, there's always something. And we try to be, you know, a trendy store too. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but in a good way as things evolve or things become, you know, hot, you know, with the times as they change. Try to bring things in to fit that. Like Stranger Things is one of the cool things right now.
Right.
So we have some stuff, you know, oriented at that. But yeah, as new niches or you know, come along, we try to stay focused on those as well.
Well, I think it's so cool because I know you have a day job. So this is kind of a vision. You and your wife has a shop on Main Street too, and we're gonna
Correct.
Talk to Danielle as well. But you guys have poured so much of your heart and soul into this street, into the events here, into creating an experience for people, not just come and shop.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I grew up coming up here, even though I was never a Mullica Hill resident, which people are, you know, come sometimes surprised to hear, because we do care about Main Street and Mullica Hill very much. But I grew up coming here as a kid, shopping in Follow the Albert Road, bought a big culture stummy there as a child, with no purpose of ever learning how to use it, but it was super neat. And, you know, like I said, grew up coming to Mauna Kea Hill, always loved that shopping experience, walking into the new stores. My grandmother was from Haddonfield, so we have a very similar vibe to that. You know, I used to love going to Happy Hippo as a kid, which is
still there.
So wanting both of us, Danielle and I, you know, both wanted to be able to be part of those memories and, you know, hopefully have kids, families come in here to where they have that same feeling that we did growing up and create those memories as well.
Nice.
But yeah, Mauna Kea Hill has been very good to us. So we try to be very good to Mauna Kea Hill.
Absolutely. All right. So let's take a look around. We're going to ponder, kind of look around a little bit. So as promised, we're going to do a little perusing of the store. Some of these saddlebags that I was talking about that I still eye up, they're magnificent. I like to do a lot of travel and there's lots of pockets in this one. I've got my eye on it already. These pieces, I mean, you've got cigars, so I'm not a cigar person, so fill me in a little bit here.
Yeah, so we try to keep a little bit of everything. Again, limited space, it's not a cigar store, but it is a store that has cigars.
Yes.
So every gentleman smokes a cigar at some time, so we try to keep a little bit of each, where almost treating it like a bottle of wine, where you start with a lighter wine for, you know, novice drinkers to a heavier wine for experienced drinkers.
Nice.
So we have everything from Connecticut's to Nicaraguan. So from a light body cigar to a more heavy one. So there's usually something for everybody, even though some cigar smokers are very specific.
Okay.
So we try to keep a good selection of well-known brands and a little variety of the flavor profile.
Right, this is nice. I did not realize there was that much that goes into cigars. I've had one or two in my day just because I had to try, but definitely interesting. So as you come around here, you've got a number of humidors here.
Yes, four of them, yes.
Four of them, very nice. Lots of things to choose from. Coming around to this bar area, so it's one of these things, when you have, so for me, I have a little bar in my office, it's fun. Those tough days, it's nice to have something. You come here, and even for giftware, there's gorgeous pieces in here.
Yes, very, very proud of this brand too. So all of these glasses over here, they're actually crystal, Bohemian crystal, as opposed to glass, much heavier, thicker. Yeah. The clarity of the glass itself is amazing.
Yeah.
And as silly as it sounds, picking it up, filling it, and drinking from it, you almost feel different from, you know,
it's
from a standard glass.
It's an elevated experience, right?
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely.
I agree with that 100%. I don't like drinking out of plastic. It's got to have that experience to us. And you have a lot of options here. And these. So the first time I walked in your shop, I walked out with a flask. I'm like, any one. So there's all sorts of flasks. And by the way, he can do something for you.
Correct. Yes. So we engrave them in-house. So if you come here, it's a 24-hour turnaround. So if you're here on a Friday, you pick it up on a Saturday. Anything from imagery to lettering. And we do that on our boards and on the flasks.
It's awesome. I love that feature. And I have that in my Jeep back at home. So I'm in Florida, I should say. Over here, as you're coming around this side, so these pieces are gorgeous, right? So you've got these, the Grill Father, you've got custom pieces here, or little pieces that you can do. But I know I saw one recently, I guess at Hazel's.
Yes, right? Correct. Yeah, for her birthday.
For her birthday. Yep. So, but these, the same kind of thing you can do. I saw facades, I guess at Serendipity, I saw something similar too, right? These pieces are gorgeous. Yep.
And again, same thing, one day turnaround. With the cutting boards, it's really neat. You can actually come in. I have a trunk full of them. So you can actually pick your board, tell me what you want on it, and I can have it for you the next day.
That's amazing. I mean, these are things you cannot find anywhere else. And I think that's what's so exciting. So even a little bit more barware here. That's
measuring.
A shot glass.
Yep,
shot glass and a half. But I love it. And then coming around here, the fedoras and hats. You can see above me and around me,
again, tight space, don't judge me.
T-shirts, you've got some great pieces in the shirts. Great sayings. I love that. Always a little bit of music going on. The fedoras are awesome. Oh, pink. How nice. These are some of my favorites, too. I know my son has a few. He keeps walking in and going, no. Like, I love it. It's a nice thing. Chest. Oh, look at this. A little mini chest set. Like, no matter where you go. And then some antique pieces as well. So
no matter
what you see. And then even with the sunglasses and I guess the accoutrements for the cigar.
Yes.
A little bit of everything.
Cutters,
right?
Refillable butane lighters.
Oh, wow. Look
for
at these.
Cigar smokers that love Zippos or guys that love Zippos, but you know, you can't use Zippos with cigars because you're actually taking the gas or the, you know, the liquid gas in them. I actually have the inserts for them too, to where you can actually convert your old school Zippo into a modern butane lighter.
Nice. Yeah, a little bit of everything here. Some of the wood watches, which is again something a little bit trendier. Really cool. I love it. And then, I don't know, are these bathing suits down here?
They are bathing suits. Yep. Everything from youth, like teenager and up.
Okay. That's awesome. I love this. There's so much to see and do here. We just kind of scratched the surface. There's nooks and crannies everywhere, but I wanted to kind of give people an idea of what you might expect to see when you come in here. So,
so much.
We're going to go chill outside.
Awesome.
And take a look at the courtyard.
Okay.
Okay. So around the courtyard, which is one of the things that is most unique about this location, right? So when I describe how to get to your place, it's behind. So you're behind what?
Behind Design For You, right directly next to the blue plate.
Okay. All right. So back in the courtyard, there's plenty of parking in the back, right? And so here in this space, you've got cornhole, you've got videos,
yeah.
You can smoke cigars. There's everything you need here to be comfortable.
Exactly.
Right?
Shaded area.
Exactly. This is a really comfortable little area. It's gorgeous. You've got these great vernals. There's all sorts of hibiscus. I mean, everything out here. You've even, of course, got the string lights, right?
Right.
But it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. So that was one of the things that drew us to this specific area and this specific store was the availability of creating this outdoor experience.
Right.
Again, you know, the shop is extremely important, but combining those two, a place where you can shop, a place where you can hang out, again, and give, you know, a place to relax while you're out enjoying Malk Hill. Because we don't want you just to come and shop and leave. We want you to be able to come, shop, and enjoy all that Malk Hill has to offer.
Right. And it doesn't always have to be an eatery or a place to go get a drink.
Right.
So having a cigar out here or kind of hanging out while your man enjoys a cigar or your lady, that's an equal opportunity cigar.
Absolutely.
So, but it's a welcoming space. And I think in the midst of all of these things, like being out on Main Street, there's some benefits to that, but really you have a little bit of the traffic noise, but you don't have all the other experiences there.
Exactly.
This is what it should feel like.
Yeah. And then going forward, this space, we're obviously looking to expand its availability to where we're able to do, whether it's like a whiskey and cigar pairing, guys night out kind of thing.
Right.
The Thursday that just passed on Main Street, we did the 80s event.
Right.
We had like probably, I'm going to say 10 or 12 people hanging out here, watching Back to the Future, smoking their cigars, having a soda or a drink. And that's the type of experience we want to be able to grow going forward.
Right. Now, the experience is the thing.
Exactly.
It is. And I think that's something that Main Street, that's why I love it so much. It's not the same as going to a mall where you're going to see the same old, same old. Everything here is a little different and eclectic. And you're going to see friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
And make new ones.
Yeah. I got to hang out with some people I haven't seen in probably 6 to 9 months. So it was nice being able to do that. Well, you know, just like I said, just this past week.
Nice. And so anything else that our viewers or our Chopper viewers should know about Time Feinman's shop?
If you haven't been here, come see what we have to offer. And again, we're always trying to bring new things in. We do have a Facebook. We do have an Instagram.
Nice.
Hours are on there. We are a Thursday through Sunday store. And we do have evening hours, which makes the store a little bit unique, too.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday nights, we are here till 8 p.m.
Oh, nice.
As opposed to your standard 4 or 5 or clock kind of experience.
That's nice. Yeah, I always find myself running out late. I'm like, I call, are you still there?
and we love it.
And Georgia accommodates. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the thing. It's so welcoming and wonderful.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you again for taking your time today.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure, my friend. And you're up at Harbaugh Village too, right?
We are. We also have a mini shop at the Harbaugh Village, my wife and I both. And that is obviously just weekends right now, but we evolve to more hours as the fall and winter comes.
I wanted to get that plug in there.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, George, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for stopping by. I'm Nancy Kowalik, the South Jersey Main Street Real Estate Agent, here with George Burton from Time Feinman's Shop out in South Jersey. Please go make it a great day.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of South Jersey's Main Street Real Estate Agent Podcast. To learn more about working with Nancy and her 5-star real estate team, visit nancykowalik.com.